I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now from the Tire Retread Information Bureau, David Stevens. David, how are you?
I'm doing great today. How about you?
I'm doing well. You know, we've worked with Trib in the past. Let's talk about what the Tire Retread Information Bureau does. What is the mission statement there?
Yeah, it's a long name for basically a trade association that represents the repair, retreading, and recycling industries. And our mission is really simple. We want to promote and defend the retread and repair industries and also educate the public and end users about the economic benefits and the environmental benefits of tire retreading.
Right.
And the importance of proper tire repair.
Sure. A lot to learn there when it comes to tires. Aside from fuel, tires are your number one cost, you know, right behind fuel. So what is it that you think is the greatest misnomer out there with drivers in terms of retreads?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of myths and misconceptions that we deal with in the retread industry that have been, you know, around for a long time, and that's what we constantly try and dispel. And I think if you look at the facts behind retreading, it's a really compelling story. And there's a lot of myths around safety and reliability. Mm. People don't really understand the retreading process. It's a very technologically sophisticated process with multiple points of inspection before these tires get retreaded. And you will often get as good or better reliability out of a retreaded commercial truck tire than you will with a similar new tire.
Yeah. This is something that has changed over the years, right? I mean, we could probably go back decades and, you know, the thought might be, well, this isn't your father's retread industry.
Yeah. I think there's a couple of things that really fit into that. One is that the new tire manufacturers, almost all of them now, are involved in the retread business. And when they're engineering a new commercial truck tire, they are specifically engineering it to be retreaded multiple times. And many of those manufacturers offer warranties for those tires to be retreaded multiple times. And you're literally throwing money away if you're buying a quality new commercial truck tire and not having it retreaded.
Yeah.
Because it's specifically designed for that purpose.
Right. That's a great point. And this, I think the industry, as you mentioned, the biggest players, engineering those tires for it, and then the rest of the industry, the service industry, you know, surrounding that, and the retreaders knowing that this is, you know, what it's made for. This is what it's designed
right.
for.
And I think, you know, if you the easiest way to convert somebody to understand retreading is take them through a retread plant. And on our website, we actually have a retread plant tour video. So we try and show people the process. And I think the biggest thing that they're surprised about is the number of inspection points that a tire goes through before it can be retreaded successfully. And retread plants reject a lot of casings or tires that come in because they don't pass their inspection tests. And that includes from an initial inspection, which is a visual, to an electrical pulse machine, which they run through the tire, and so it finds any hidden nails or other material that's been embedded into the tire. And then there's something called chirography, which is much like an X-ray machine, and so they can see hidden problems with the tire in the steel belts or something that's not visible to the naked eye. And then it goes into the retreading process, and then there's multiple other inspection points, including the last final inspection, and all the way to that point, those tires can be rejected. So it goes through a very rigorous process before the plant, you know, puts their seal on it and says, this is a quality retreaded tire.
Right. Along the way, when you do purchase that new tire, getting to that point, the life of that tire depends on a lot of great maintenance along the way. What do you think? Are we still in the time? I know there's tire monitors, pressure monitors, mm-hmm. and everything else on the market, but is improper inflation still the number one cause of tire wear?
Yeah, I mean, we are huge advocates of proper tire inflation.
Right.
And in the past, we've done guess the pressure contests. Hmm. So we've had, at our booth, we've had four tires lined up, inflated at various levels of inflation, and we've had people use a thumper to try and guess, like, what's the inflation in the tire.
Right.
And, of course, when they walk up, they're convinced that they can tell which tire is underinflated, which tire is overinflated. And what we found is, you know, I think the last time we did it, fewer than 11% of the people who tried it got all of them right.
Wow.
And that's basically guessing. And yeah. So, you know, a tire that might be at 60 PSI, they're saying is at 120.
Right.
And so the only way to accurately know that is to use a properly calibrated tire gauge. And we really want to push the use of TPMS systems, automated inflation systems, because really we'd like to protect the casing itself, because if that casing is protected, then it's a good candidate to be retreaded.
Sure.
And, you know, the other important point, yes, proper inflation, not overloading the tire, making sure that it has proper repairs if it needs it, but also pulling that tire at the right point. So, you know, if you've got 6/32nds left, make sure that you pull that and use that with your retreader so it can be successfully retreaded. And we see this in a lot of other countries where they run the tire all the way down to the belts, and then they try and bring it in and say, okay, I'm ready to be retreaded. But, you know, at that point, they've ruined the casing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, proper inflation, proper maintenance, critical to the retreading process.
Sure. If they want to learn more about the Tire Retread Information Bureau, where do they go?
So our website is retread.org, so www.retread.org. There's a lot of resources on that. I mentioned the video itself about the retread plant tour. We also have a video talking about the environmental benefits of retreading, which are massive.
Sure.
The amounts of steel, petroleum, natural rubber, other raw materials that get saved in the retreading process. And then the last video we have is something called the true causes of rubber on the roads. And that's one of the other big myths I hear, you know, when I'm on a plane flying next to someone and I talk about retreading, and they say, oh, yeah, that's all that stuff I see on the side of the road. And, you know, NHTSA actually did a study where they picked up 2,500 tire fragments from various places around the U.S., different geographical climates. They analyzed those tire fragments, and what they found is that they were from new tires and retreaded tires in exact equal proportion.
Wow.
And they also tried to determine, well, what caused the tire to fail? And what they found is it was underinflation, overloading, or the tire hit something, you know, an object already on the road. So it had nothing to do with the retreading process, nothing to do with the manufacturing process. So that video explains that a little bit further, but, you know, that's one of the other huge myths that we face. And basically, if we stopped retreading in the U.S. and replaced every retread with a brand new tire, we would still have rubber on the road.
There you go. And that's, again, great information that's come out of your organization for many, many years. And, David, we look forward to it. We know you're going to bring some more information to our drivers, and we look forward to that as well. So thanks for sitting down with us here at the Mid-America Trucking Show. We appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure. If I could, you know, we have a booth here, and we're doing a Spot the Retreads contest.
Okay.
So we have 10 tires in our booth, new tires and retreaded tires, and we're just having people, you know, see if they can tell which is which. It's a fun little competition.
Right.
And at the end of it, we're giving away 8 sets of 8 retreaded tires on their casing. So it's over $10,000 worth of prizes in retreaded tires. So if they want to stop by our booth and take part in the contest, we would gladly welcome that.
That's great. Absolutely. Educational, something to learn, and a little fun, too.
Absolutely.
All right, David, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot.